Threats breed armor, fueling dysfunction. When people feel threatened, they put up their guard, which kicks off a cycle of workplace problems. Signs of a messed up workplace include a lack of trust, honesty, and accountability. People act unprofessionally, blame each other, gossip, and complain. Everyone's stressed out, and employees look to their managers to fix things. But just telling people to communicate better doesn't fix a broken culture. It's not just one person's fault. Both leaders and employees add to the mess, knowingly or not. They share the blame for messing up the culture and for fixing it. When people feel threatened, they put on their armor to protect themselves, but this only makes communication harder. Leaders and managers especially need to take off this protective gear. They should understand why they're defensive and how it affects their coworkers. Taking off this armor, or owning it, improves the work environment. It helps teams reach their full potential. Confront hidden toxic culture for improvement. Work can be deceiving. Imagine a meeting where everyone appears professional, hashing out plans and goals, but behind the scenes, there's a different tale unfolding. Resentment, threats, and grudges may lurk beneath the surface, disrupting teamwork and hindering honest communication. What are the leaders' true sentiments toward the team members, and reciprocally, is there mutual respect among the team members? What prompts David to raise an eyebrow at Sam's suggestion? Why does Carolyn quickly send a message to Miriam from her laptop while the leader outlines the team's plans? When folks stick to professionalism and keep things civil at the table, work becomes smoother, more rewarding, and more satisfying. But pretending that troubling emotions don't exist won't fix anything. To change how things work, you've got to deal with the root problems head-on. Once you realize that hidden feelings and defensive attitudes are causing the chaos, you can start fixing things up. Threats prompt team armor buildup. Work is more than just a way to make money. It's where we form real bonds with our colleagues and strive for success. But it's not all smooth sailing. Dangers are lurking, like losing your job, facing unfair treatment, or getting caught up in conflicts with others. To shield ourselves from these threats, we instinctively put on a sort of protective gear. When things get tough, people react differently. Some folks stand firm and fight for what they believe in, while others prefer to step back and avoid the conflict altogether. It's like an instinct kicking in. The fighters, they're the ones who'll speak up, push their ideas, or even compete to get what they want. On the flip side, the fighters, they'll try to keep their distance, dodge tough conversations, or just stop lending a hand when things get rough. Both ways of dealing with things are normal and understandable. But they can mess things up for the rest of the team. Evil twin. When people face threats or feel generally unhappy, they often reveal a side of themselves that's defensive and not their usual selves. It's like they put on armor to protect themselves from harm. Even good, level-headed individuals can resort to less than optimal behavior when they feel under pressure. To help them return to their best selves, it's essential to identify the threats that are causing them to armor up. When a tough situation makes a teammate react strongly, it's often because they're usually cool-headed. In teams that aren't working well, you'll find people who should know better acting out. To fix them or the team, figure out what's causing the trouble. Are the problems from outside, or do they show there's friction among team members? Armor's influence, bad apples in teams. When figuring out what's causing trouble at work, people often point fingers at those they see as troublemakers. Maybe they seem disrespectful, unhelpful, or like they're not pulling their weight. But here's the twist. These so-called bad apples are often just good folks struggling with tough situations. They put on a tough exterior to deal with it. Instead of playing the blame game, let's focus on fixing the rough patches between these armored good people. For example, Kyla works best when she can focus on her tasks without being constantly interrupted. To tackle this, she decides to limit distractions by checking her email less often and avoiding interactions with certain colleagues she believes might disrupt her workflow. While this solution helps her stay efficient, it also leaves her colleagues feeling annoyed. They see Kyla as selfish and inflexible, rather than a team player. Armors in the workplace. Many people think that when someone acts defensively, it's just a personal flaw. But, it's a common behavior that we all show at times, and it can be changed. Some bosses see bad behavior as a sign of incompetence or an inability to cooperate. But smart bosses know that when employees act out, it's because they feel threatened by something or someone. These bosses are better at dealing with troubled behavior because they're compassionate and understand what's going on. They don't just focus on criticizing bad behavior, they try to figure out what's causing it. Repairing team culture is tough when people resort to armor to protect themselves. When one person puts on armor, others follow suit, creating a cycle of mistrust. It's hard for anyone to let their guard down when they feel threatened, but keeping up the armor only makes things worse. The only solution? Everyone needs to ditch their armor together. This stops the cycle of threat caused by armor and lets people interact as their true selves. Team members must self-assess to shed armor for better communication. You can't solve a messed up team vibe just by telling people to talk more. And if you point out how someone's attitude is messing things up, they'll likely get defensive. Instead, everyone, including the leaders, needs to take a hard look at themselves and think about how they're acting. To own your role in your team's success, you've got to get real with yourself. Start by asking some important questions about how you handle challenges. 1. Spotting problems. What frustrates me most at work? 2. Taking responsibility. How do I tend to react to what frustrates me? What are the things I do that I use to protect myself? What less optimal behaviors come out for me? 3. Acknowledging your influence. How could my reactions to frustration look to the people around me? How might my armor make things more difficult for others or add to the tension in the team? Your upbringing and life experiences shape how you react to tough situations and the defenses you put up. The better you understand your reactions, the more control you'll have over situations where you might get defensive. Armor ownership empowers teams. Before you confront a coworker after a disagreement, it's crucial to assess your part in the conflict. Acknowledging your mistakes and understanding how defensive behavior impacts work relationships is key. Typically, it's best to have these discussions in a neutral setting where both parties can let down their guard. This allows for a more open and constructive dialogue. Initiating a conversation about vulnerabilities with someone you've clashed with can be daunting, especially if you're reluctant to confess your weaknesses. That's why simultaneous armor owning works well in an off-site location where everyone is gathered for that purpose. This setting helps teammates feel more comfortable lowering their defenses to address sensitive issues. For off-site sessions, it's essential to have someone from HR or a coordinator to manage things. Team leaders should join their team members in these sessions because they also have their issues to deal with. Don't wait until things get really bad to address communication problems within your team. Start talking about it when you notice trust fading or behavior getting worse. Fixing these issues early on is easier than waiting until they become big problems. Team dynamics. Some folks grasp their thoughts and feelings better than others. When they're open and empathetic, they can help teammates who aren't as perceptive. Fixing problems in a team needs ongoing talks to sort out their issues. It won't happen all at once. The more you talk, the easier it gets to make progress. Telling people they're too defensive or harming others can push them away. It sounds judgy and untrusting. Instead, admitting your armor and acknowledging how it might affect others can inspire teammates to open up. Lead courageously. Own your armor first. Leaders, just like anyone else, need to armor up against threats. But they're not exempt from this because their actions have a big impact on their team and its culture. They might hesitate to look at themselves closely because they're scared to show vulnerability. Leaders must meet performance standards and answer to their bosses. If they blame their team instead of admitting their faults, they can't expect their team to improve. Leaders who openly discuss their vulnerabilities and strengths create a positive impact. By encouraging both leaders and team members to share their challenges and strengths, teams and organizations can promote a healthier culture. Key points. 1. Workplace dysfunction stems from threats, leading to defensive behavior and communication breakdowns. 2. Leaders and employees contribute to toxic workplace cultures and must take responsibility for both causing and fixing them. 3. Recognizing and addressing hidden emotions and defensive attitudes is crucial for improving team dynamics. 4. Armoring up in response to threats is an instinct, but it can hinder collaboration and trust within teams. 5. Rather than labeling individuals as bad apples, focus on understanding and addressing the root causes of defensive behavior. 6. Self-assessment and owning up to personal defensive behaviors are essential for promoting open communication and trust within teams. 7. Leaders play a pivotal role in encouraging a culture of vulnerability and openness, which contributes to overall team success.